Thank you and welcome back. Much groundwork has been laid over the years, actually over the decades, prior to the founding of USDA's Soil Conservation Service, which became the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And they celebrate a 90th anniversary milestone this year.
This year is the 90th anniversary of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, which before it was the Soil Conservation Service, and before that, it was the Soil Erosion Service over in the Department of Interior for a couple of years.
Shelby Calloway is an NRCS historian, as he alludes to the Natural Resources Conservation Service as a federal agency, and conservation considerations for soil and other natural resources goes well beyond its recognized founding date. He explains,
a lot of times we date the agency to 1935 because that's when it became a permanent agency in the USDA, and we say that it's kind of born out of the Dust Bowl, but that's not entirely accurate. I think it's better to say maybe it's born during the Dust Bowl, but it's conceived much earlier than that.
Calloway is among historians that point to the late 19th, early 20th century period in our nation as the starting point of the soil conservation movement. That is when the U.S. Census Bureau proclaimed America's frontier over, and when the first glimpses of land-based limits appeared.
Back when land was cheap and sometimes even free, thanks to the Homestead Act, and labor was expensive, it didn't always make a lot of economic sense for farmers to spend time improving or conserving their land. Instead, you can kind of do what you want, and then if your farm isn't very productive anymore, move on. And you can't really do that anymore when there's nowhere to move on to left.
A realization that gave birth to natural resource entities such as the U.S. Forest Service and National Park System. While for soil conservation,
1894 is when the USDA created a Division of Agricultural Soils to kind of examine the nation's soil resources more closely,
with the first soil surveys initiated 5 years later. Fast forward to the year 1903. And the hiring to the Soil Bureau of perhaps the nation's foremost soil conservationist, Hugh Hammond Bennett. Due to travels here and abroad,
he began to sort of notice alarming trends and became convinced that accelerated soil erosion brought on by inappropriate farming methods was a major problem all over the country, not just for farmers, but for the national economy and like the longevity of the nation itself if it hoped to endure.
That led to decades of increased soil research and soil management plans.
You have to have this whole suite of tools, and they need to be really adapted to where you are.
And advocacy for a national approach to address soil erosion and its impacts. That led to increased federal efforts in the early 1930s.
Carved out a little piece of the Ag Appropriations Bill for 1929 to 1930 to provide money for a series of experiment stations focused on soil erosion. And Bennett was placed in charge of the ones that the Bureau of Soil and Chemistry had. And those were called Soil Erosion and Moisture Conservation Investigations.
Followed by 1933 legislation.
The National Industrial Recovery Act that had a little clause that said you can spend money on conservation and the development of natural resources, including soil erosion. Bennett was appointed to had a new temporary agency that was actually in the Department of Interior called the Soil Erosion Service. It's temporary because it's just got this kind of emergency relief money that it's working on to go out on the land, set up what they call demonstration projects to try to help farmers sort of show what all the latest techniques are and what you need to do to combat erosion.
The timing of Bennett's work came as the Dust Bowl disaster reached its peak, blowing soils hundreds, thousands of miles away. That same timing in 1935 provided congressional members considering legislation to create a permanent soil conservation agency a visual of the impacts of soil erosion.
On March 20th, there was a subcommittee in the House hearing on soil conservation, and Hugh Hammond Bennett is there testifying. And he sort of used the timely arrival of these dust storms on March 21st to kind of dramatically make the case that soil erosion is not a localized or regional issue. This isn't something that you can just say, well, that's a problem in the Midwest, I'm in Vermont, I don't care. This is a national minute. Fighting it demands an organized national solution.
That same year, 1 month later, the predecessor of NRCS, USDA Soil Conservation Service, was officially created when President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Soil Conservation Act into law. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break.